The following shiur has been presented by Dayan Yohanesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Yuma Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara in the Yuma Daf Lamed Beis quotes the pasuk in the middle of the parasha of the Avod of Yom Kippur, the beginning of the parasha Zacharias, Vo Aharon el Oyel Moed, and Aaron should come to the Oyel Moed. Ask the Gemara, Lama Huba, why is Aaron now coming to the Oyel Moed? The Torah doesn't say specifically what he's coming for. So the Gemara, he's coming to take out the cut and the mafta of the Ketores, which he had taken inside the Kodesh HaKodashim and left there. So he has to make a special entrance into the Kodesh HaKodashim to retrieve the cut and the mafta and to take them out again. So the Gemara, the Chola Parsha Kula Ne'emla Seda. The whole parasha of the Avodas Yom Kippur, the beginning of Acharemos, is all written in the Torah in order of what is actually performed by the Kohen Gadol and the Beit HaMikdash. Chutz mipasuk zeh, except for this pasuk. This pasuk is written out of place because it's written before the Torah describes the Kohen Gadol shechting the ayil and the ayil ha'on. When in fact, in chronological order in the Beis HaMikdash, it actually took place afterwards. Ask the Gemara, my time, how do we know, explains Rashi, that this pasuk is out of place? Maybe this part of the Avodah was done at this stage. Since the Gemara, Omar Avchistu, Gemiri, we have a halacha la Moshe Mishinai, Chomesh Tvilos for Esther Kiddushin, Tevel Ben Kohen Gadol, Mekadosh Bo Bayon. The Kohen Gadol has to go 5 times into the mikveh. There are 5 tevilas for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And one before each change of clothing. And then there's a 10th Kiddush Adam Raglayim, one before he removes the begot and one before he puts on the new begot. So, well, when he puts on the new begot. So, Tinsal Tzalach and Moshe Mishinai, then there must be 5 tevilas. We must move this posuk out of order and say that when the Kohen Gadol went to retrieve the mafta, it was after he'd done the ayil and the el ha'om. Explains Rashi, because if you look in the parasha, it says twice that the Kohen Gadol has to be tovah v'roch as of the soil by mine, or v'roch as by mine is the soil of Eishon. Says Rashi, but there was an additional tefillah. Every Kohen does a tefillah before the avoid at the beginning of the day. The Tomei Shachar is not discussed in Parsha Zacharias. So there was one tefillah before the Kohen Gadol did the Tomei Shachar. Then there's a tefillah before the Kohen Gadol does the Karbonos of the day, which is the Par and the Soreir and then the Soreir Lazozel. Then there's a tefillah before the Kohen Gadol goes inside there's a tefillah before he does the ayil, the aisle, and the ayil ha'om, he offers them up. And then, according to what we see in the Torah, the Chorah, there would only be 3 tefillahs. We know halacha la Moshe Mishinai, there's supposed to be 5 tefillahs. Therefore, says Rav Chisda, that's how we know that this pasuk is out of order, because if we take this fact that the Kohen Gadol went inside the Beis HaMikdash into Kodesh Kodashim to retrieve the Kaf and the Mafta, and we place it after the Shechita of the aisle, then we have another 2 change of clothes, because the Korban, Tomei Shel Shachar, is done with the big Dezov of the Kohen Gadol. The Ma'avodas Hayom of the Por Lachatos and the Shnei Se'im is all done with big Dezov. Then there's the aisle, which is done with big Dezov. Then the Kohen Gadol goes back into Big Day Lovin to go inside the Beis HaMikdash to retrieve the Mafta on the Kaf. And then there's another change for the Kohen Gadol to into Big Day Zov to finish off the Korban Musaf and the Korban Tomich of Ben Arbaim. So if we remove this Pasuk and place it after the aisle rather than before the aisle, will have an extra change of clothes. So it will turn out there'll be 5 tefillahs, one before the Tomei Shel Shachar, one before the Avodah with the Par and the Shtei Se'irim, one before the aisle, is offered up, one before the big day lovon to go back into the Kodesh Kodoshim to get the kafra mafta, and one again before the change into the big day zov in order to complete the kolam musaf and do the tamid shabbein arba'in. So that's the explanation of our Gemara, how we know this pasuk is out of order. The interesting thing though is that why should the Torah put it out of order? Why doesn't the Torah put it after the aisle, where it belongs in chronological order? And that would fit nicely with the fact that we know that there have to be five tefillahs of a day. Why does the Torah place it out of order? And then we have to learn from the fact that there's halacha l'moshe mishinei that we need five tefillahs, that in fact it's not in chronological order, and we have to remove this pasuk, so to speak, and place it after the korban of the aisle. So there's a very famous vort from the Vilna Gaon, which explains this. With that, we can explain a number of other diukim in the parasha. The one thing that one's very striking that one notices in the parasha is that when every other parasha, when it talks about korbanos of a particular yom tov or a Shabbos, the Torah first tells you the date and then tells you what you're supposed to do. Over yom haShabbos, shnei chavosim, over Rosh Chodeshim, what korban you have to bring on the first day of Pesach. On Rosh Hashanah, first of all, it gives you a date, and then it tells you what korban you have to bring. Here, in Parshat Acharimos, there's virtually no indication of that all of this parasha is talking about the Avodah Yom Kippur. It starts off Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron. Aaron was told Al Yovel B'chol Eisel HaKodesh, Bozos Yovel HaKodesh, the power ben Barker Echatos, the Ailola, etc., etc. It gives us the whole parasha, all the Avodah, with the Keteres and Mishnei Seirim. Right at the end of the parasha, it says that all this is done once in a year on Yom Kippur. So it's odd that the Torah should leave it to the very end of the parasha to tell us that in fact it's talking about the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Another important Torah is to notice that the whole way through the parasha, the Torah repeatedly talks about Aaron HaKohen. And it says, Daber Aaron, Daber Aaron Ochicho, Bezos Yobo Aaron El HaKodesh, Vehikriv Aaron Es Parachatos HaShalom, all the way through it talks about Aaron HaKohen. Right at the end of the parasha, it talks about Yom Kippur. Then it says the chippur akrena sheyimshach oisu v'asher yemale es yodel lechayim takazovit. And who should do this kapor? The one who has meshicha and is taken over from his father. In other words, the kohen gadol of every day and age. So right the way through the parasha it talks about Aaron HaKohen. Right at the end, when it talks about all this should be done in Yom Kippur, it talks about Kohen Gadol in general rather than Aaron HaKohen. So what is the explanation for this? So the Gaon brings a very, very interesting Medrash. In the Medrash Rabbah, which says, Omar Avyudin Bar Simon, Tzara Gadol B'chulu, V'al Yovel B'chol Eis, says the Medrash, Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo eis l'shono, v'lo l'yud beis shonim, v'chulu, elo v'chol shor shu roitz v'ikonis, v'ikonis, v'rak sh'ikonis b'seida azeh. Says the Medrash, a very big Hiddush, that Aaron HaKohen was not allowed to come b'chol eis whenever he wanted to into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he was allowed to come whenever he wanted if he brought all the korbanos that are described in the parasha. Not only on Yom Kippur was Aaron HaKohen allowed to go into the Kodesh Kodoshim. Every other Kohen Gadol that ever existed in history was only allowed to go in the Kodesh Kodoshim once a year. And that was on Yom Kippur. And that was only if he did all the Avodas as stipulated in the parasha. He has to bring a par and Shnei Se'irim and an Ayil and a Keteres. That's exactly as it says, with all the Tevilas and with all the Begodim that the parasha details. Aaron HaKohen could do exactly the same thing on any single day of the year. Aaron HaKohen was unique in history that he was allowed to come whenever he wanted on any day of the year, as long as he brought all the various korbanos as detailed in Parshas Acharei Mos. So, There were three madrigas, so to speak. Moshe Rabbeinu could go into the Kodesh Kodesh whenever he wanted. Aaron HaKohen could go whenever he wanted, as long as he brought a power and two seirim, and so on and so forth. Every other Kohen was only allowed to come on Yom Kippur, and only if he brought all the korbanos of the Tzad and Parshas Acharimos. So says the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Acharimos. Says the Gaon that while there was one significant difference between Aaron HaKohen and the other Kohen in Gedolim when they went in on Yom Kippur. And the difference was that the Kohen in Gedolim, there's a halacha la Moshe Misina Gemiri that they have to do five tevilas. Aaron HaKohen was allowed to go any day of the year as long as he did the Seder, the Parsha, but he only had to do it in the order that it's written in the Torah. For Aaron HaKohen, the going in to the Kodesh Kodesh to retrieve the Machdor was done before he offered up a Ayil. And therefore, for Aaron HaKohen, there were only actually three tefillas as detailed in the Torah. One tefillah before the Tom Shel Shachar, one before he changed into the big day Lavan to do the avodas of the Paron and the Ayil and the Keteras and to retrieve the Keteras. And then it changed back to do the Kohen Tom Shel Ben Arbaim. So in fact there were only three tefillas. And that's why the Torah discusses, puts this pasuk of retrieving the Machdor before the Korban of the Ayil, because for Aaron, it came beforehand. That's why the whole parasha talks about Aaron HaKohen the whole time. It doesn't say Kohen Gadol, it says Aliyah V'Bukhaleis, it talks about Aaron, V'Zos Yoho Aaron El HaKodesh. And then it says, as we mentioned earlier, V'hikiv Aaron is parachat asosher loy, V'noson Aaron al shnei asin gorlos, V'hikiv Aaron is asoyev, V'hikiv Aaron is parachat os. Everything is Aaron, because it's not talking about Yom Kippur at all. And that's why it doesn't mention the beginning of the parasha that we're talking about Yom Kippur. It's talking about Aaron HaKohen. Al yovo b'cholei tzel HaKodesh. Aaron can't come whenever he wants. But those, yovo Aaron and HaKodesh. If Aaron wants to come to the Kodesh, he has to bring a parachatos, ba'ay lo'oyla, same as part, Kodesh, etc., etc., and vishnei si'irim, and so on and so forth. And bring Keteris as well. That explains, as we asked before, why it doesn't say at the beginning of the parasha is talking about Yom Kippur. Why it keeps mentioning Aaron rather than Kohen Gadol? Because it's talking exclusively about Aaron. And that's why, says the Gaon, it puts the going into the Kodesh Kodeshim to retrieve the Kaf and the Machdor out of place. Because for Aaron, it was in place. For Aaron, he only had to do three times, as it says in the parasha. Says the Gemara, all other Kohen Gadols had to do Chomesh Tefillos, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. So it must be that the going in to retrieve the Kaf and the Machdor actually came later. So for all other Kohen Gadols, the chronological order was different from the Seder Psukim. But nonetheless, the Torah says the Psukim the other way around, in order to teach you that for Aaron HaKohen, he Taka would bring out the Machdor before he did the other Avodas, as the chronological order that Psukim indicates. That's why the Torah puts it out of order, because for Aaron it wasn't out of order, it was in the right place. And with this vault of the Vilna Gaon, we can explain a number of other things. The Chochmos Odom, at the end of Hilchos Avelos, brings down this vault that he heard, B'Shem the Vilna Gaon, who was in the Chochm. And he answers that other kashas. For example, the Gemara is a Machlokas, Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, the aisle which is mentioned in Parshas Acharimos, is that the same aisle of the Musaf of the Yom Kippur, which is mentioned in Parshas Pinchos, or not? One says it is, one says it isn't. The question is, if it is the same korban, then why is it mentioned here? The other korbanos Musaf are not mentioned here. So why should it be mentioned here in Parshas Acharimos? According to the Gaon, the Chochmos Odom is understood, because even though it might be part of the Korban Musaf, for Aaron HaKohen, it was also part of the Seder Yom if he wanted to go into the Kodesh Kodesh, even if it wasn't Yom Kippur. And therefore it has to be mentioned here. Everything that's mentioned here is not necessarily a halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippur. It's a halacha in what Aaron HaKohen did. At the end of the parasha, the Torah tells us you do the same thing for any Kohen who wants to go into the Kodesh Kodesh, but that can only be on Yom Kippur. That's why at the end of the whole parasha, the Torah says, according to the Gaon, that means to say, for Aaron, this can be done any day of the year. But Lochem, for you, for the rest of Kal Yisrael, this can only be done in Chodesh HaShvi, Be'asor LaChodesh and Yom Kippur. And that's why it says at the end of the parsha, V'chipa akrein ha-sheyim shachoyisoy v'sheyim male ziyodu l'chaim tachzovit. Finally, the end of the parasha says all this has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. It doesn't mention Aaron, it mentions another Kohen Gadol will take over. Why? Because at the end of the parasha it says all this is done on Yom Kippur as well. When it's done on Yom Kippur, it's done by every Kohen Gadol. That's why there it switches and says that the Kohen Hashanayim Shachoto has to do the Avodah, because it's talking about Yom Kippur at the end of the parasha. At the very end of the parsha, the Torah says, "Vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe," and he, Aaron, did exactly as Hashem told Moshe. And Rashi says that that means to say that when Yom Kippur came around, Aaron did exactly as Moshe says. Why? Because all this was taking place on the day that Nadav and Avihu died, which was the beginning of Nisan, so it wasn't yet Yom Kippur. So why at the end of the parasha, the Torah says, "Vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe"? Aaron HaKohen couldn't have done it then. He would have had to wait till Yom Kippur. So Shoshi, what it means is, and Aaron did, as Hashem told Moshe, when he came to Yom Kippur, 6 months later. So Zachok Moshe, according to the Gaon, you don't have to say that. It's much more simple. Vayas, Hashem Tziv, Hashem as Moshe, Aaron did, as Hashem told Moshe, immediately, either the same day or the very next day. He didn't have to wait till Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol in future generations could only go in on Yom Kippur, but Aaron could do this whole procedure and then go into Kedoshim whenever he wanted. And therefore the Torah is telling you that Aaron did it immediately, either that day or the very next day. You didn't have to wait to Yom Kippur. You don't have to come on to Rashi's explanation that he had to wait until Yom Kippur. With this we also answer a very interesting kasha of the Mishnah Melech in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. In Beis Yosef and Or Chaim, Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel says, but there was no mitzvah of Mala Oshom to put into the Keteres during the year. The Keteres was brought every day, but the mitzvah of Mala Oshom was only on Yom Kippur and not every day of the year. Now, after the Mishnah of Melech, it's a Mephorosh Gemara in Yom Adach Nun Gimel, that Eini Yelabi Yom Kippurim, the Shai Yom Esav Shana Minayim. How do we know that every other day of the year you also have to have Mala Oshom? You have to be Mala Oshom. Shenema Tamulena Vechiso Anana Keteres. So you see Mephorish that Mala Oshem Zedin in all Keteris of the year, not only in Yom Kippur. How can the Beis Yosef say it's only in Yom Kippur? Says the Chochmas Sodom, according to the Gaon, it's understandable. When the Pasuk learns out, the Gemara Yuma learns out, that not only on Yom Kippur, but every other day of the year, there's also a din of Mala Oshem. That's going on the Avodah of Aaron HaKohen. When Aaron HaKohen brought the Korbanos on Yom Kippur, that had to be Mala Oshem. And Ladin every other day of the year when Aaron HaKohen brought it. But it doesn't necessarily teach you that any other Kohen who wasn't doing all the Avodah in Acharemos also had a din of Mala Oshem. The din of Mala Oshem there is mentioned not only on Yom Kippur, but any other day of the year, i.e. Aaron HaKohen. Of course, any other Kohen Gadol didn't have the same din on any other day of the year, but Aaron HaKohen did, and the parasha is talking about Aaron, who could have done this Avodah any day of the year. For him, there had to be a din of Mala Oshem any time he brought Keteris. But for any other Kohen who brought Keteris during the year, in a regular year, then there will be no proof that there will be such a din of Mala Oshem. The Meshech Chochmah in Parshat Acharemos quotes in this context a fascinating Sforno. The Sforno says in Parshat Emoi, when the Torah talks about the Parshat Amoidim, at the end it talks about the menorah and the lechem upon him. This is Yaruch Oisei Aharon. Again, the Torah emphasizes Aaron, and the Sforno points out that the Halakas Neiros and the Mishkan could have been done by anybody, any Kohen, and the Keteris also. And yet, in the Torah, whenever it mentions these mitzvahs, it always mentions Aaron. Baal Eschus Neiros is Aaron. It always talks about Aaron when it talks about the menorah, and also when it talks about the Keteris, even though it's kosher to the Kohen Hedjit. Explains the Sforno that since the Torah says that the Onon, the cloud, was on the Mishkan the whole way through the 40 years. It says, Ki Anan Hashem al Mishkan Yomon, Ve'esh Tiyeh Laila, boy, at the end of Parshas Pekudei. Throughout the 40 years, the Onon was on the Mishkan. And it says by Yom Kippur, in our parasha of Acharemos, Ki the Onon Eroei al HaKaporis, that when there's an Onon, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is residing on the Kaporis. So just like the Onan and the Kaporis was only on Yom Kippur, if there was an Onan on the Mishkan throughout the 40 years, then the entire 40 years was like Yom Kippur. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Kibbutz Onon Eroel HaKaperet on Yom Kippur, and there was an Onon on the Mishkan throughout the 40 years. And therefore the whole 40 years had a din of Yom Kippur. Says the Sforno, and therefore it was appropriate that whenever it mentions the menorah or the Ketores, it mentions Aaron, because just like on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does these avodas, so too throughout the 40 years it was appropriate for Aaron to do, because it was like Yom Kippur. Now the Sforno doesn't mean it was mamish like Yom Kippur, because in that case all the avodas of the Yom would have to have been done by Aaron HaKohen, and there's no reason to assume that other Kohenim throughout the 40 years didn't take part in the avodas HaYom. But at any rate, you do see the concept that there was a musig of all 40 years at the Mishkan of there being a din of Yom Kippur with regard to the halachas of the Kohen Gadol. And that ties into the Mishnah Chochmah very nicely with what the Gaon is saying. Now Aaron HaKohen was given a special dispensation that he could go into the Kodesh Kodeshim at any time of the year, as long as he brought the korbanos which are mentioned in the beginning of HaKareimos as part of the Seder HaYom of Yom Kippur. And with this form we can understand why Aaron was given a special dispensation, and that is because every day during the 40 years had a certain bechina of Yom Kippur to it, because there was an onan on top of the Mishkan. Interestingly though, as the Mishnah Chacham points out, there is a slight difference between what the Gaon is saying and what the Sforno is saying, in that according to the Gaon it would appear to be a special halacha that was sent to Aaron HaKohen, whereas according to the Sforno the concept was the fact that throughout the 40 years of the Midbar it had a bechina of Yom Kippur. The difference between the two would be that at the end of the 40 years, but they were still in the Midbar, right towards the end of the 40 years, and in the last year, the 40th year, Aaron HaKohen was actually Nifter, and Elazar, his son, took over as Kohen Gadol. So according to the Vilna Gaon, the Chora Elazar would not have had the special halacha that he could come in any day of the year into the Beit HaMikdash, into the Kodesh Kodashim, whereas according to the Sforno, since it was within the 40 years and the Onan was still on the Mishkan, there would be a Bechina of Yom Kippur, and it would apply to Elazar as well, at least as Kozman they were in the Midbar. But at any rate, the idea that we see in the Gaon is reflected in the Sforno, who already said it several hundred years beforehand. And there's a number of other points that we can in the parasha that can be explained with this Dvar Torah from the Gaon. I'll just mention one of them. There's a Gemara in Gittin, that Samach on the base. There the Gemara says, Rav Levi says, Shmoyne parashas nema boi ba yom shulka la Mishkan. And the day that Mishkan was set up, there were eight different parashas that the Torah was said on that day. Parashas Kohenim, parashas Levim, parashas Tmeim, parashas Shiluach Tmeim, parashas Acharimos. Parshas Shriya and Parshas Neiros and Parshas Parabimah. So Rashi says Parshas Achremos was said on the first of Nisan, on the day the Mishkan was set up. Although the whole Parshas Achremos is talking about Yom Kippur, so why was that said on the day the Mishkan was set up, which was the beginning of Nisan? But if I remember, nonetheless, it was said on the same day. Can you see the Acharimos? Because it says that in the Torah, of course, that it happened on the day that two sons of Aaron died, which was on that day that the Mishkan was set up. Says Rashi, since Aaron's sons died because they went into the Beis HaMikdash without being told to, therefore Aaron was told that you can't come whenever you want. So Rashi explains that's why this parasha was set on that day. Still, it's interesting. Why does the whole parasha of Acharimos have to be said on that day? You should just say Aaron can't come whenever he wants, he can only come on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we'll tell you the parasha of Yom Kippur, or later in the year, we can tell you the parasha of Yom Kippur. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Emes Yaakov, according to the Gaon, we can understand this too. It's true the parasha of Acharimos is talking about the avodah of Yom Kippur, but it was also talking about the avodah of Aaron occurring on any day of the year, if he did the same Seder avodah as any other Kohen Gadol will do on Yom Kippur. And therefore, that had to be said immediately on the day that the Mishkan was set up, because it applied as soon as the Mishkan was set up. From the first day that the Mishkan was set up, Aaron HaKohen already could come in any day he wants, and also he brought a par and an isle and two se'irim and so on and so forth. And therefore, says the Akhil Kamenetsky, with the Gaon's vault, we have an added explanation into why the Parashat Acharimos was said on the day the Mishkan was set up, because it was relevant immediately for Aaron HaKohen, at least, that he, throughout the 40 years, could enter the Kodesh Kodashim whenever he wants, as long as he did the procedure which is described in the parasha of Acharimos which describes the avodah which every other kohen gadol would do only once a year, which would be on Yom Kippur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.